Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Recent global events have significantly impacted the price of diesel fuel. Diesel consumption at planting is a significant input cost, and the number of trips across a field plus the horsepower required adds up, especially in conventionally tilled operations. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter encourages farmers to consider no-till.
No-till's big benefit has some pretty significant fuel cost savings out in the field. You're not pulling those really heavy tillage implements out there, and you're not putting unnecessary wear and tear on your machinery to be able to do it.
According to USDA, the average approximate fuel use for conventional tillage is roughly 6 gallons per acre, while continuous no-till is estimated at 2 gallons per acre. That's a difference of 4 gallons for each acre farmed.
So that 4 gallon per acre difference times about $5 a gallon on 1,000 acres is roughly $20,000 in fuel savings over the course of that year.
In addition, no-till has lower machinery costs, as well as numerous environmental savings.
The no-till has that big benefit of being able to conserve that moisture, keeping that residue on the field, keeping or building organic matter, and being able to store that water. When we're coming into a drought year or the potential for a drought year, those kind of components are in addition to the fuel cost savings that we've been discussing.
Transitioning to no-till is not an overnight switch, but Winter believes challenging times can spur significant change.
These are kind of the things that change agriculture for the better.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on the diesel savings from no-till.